What's up, guys? I'm Yaz.
I'm Casey, and this is the Worst Horror Podcast.
We're back on video.
And also recording, if you're listening just to the audio, you can find us on YouTube, which is a little exciting. So we're excited to be back.
Yeah, we're excited. So there's a lot going on right now, and I guess we're just going to like dive into everything going on in the horror world right now, in our personal lives right now. A lot of exciting stuff, I feel.
Yeah, I'm really excited to, Yaz made a full agenda for us to talk about that is like 15 bullets long. So
yep.
We can just get started.
Okay, we'll do that. First and foremost, we did post about this, last week. I went to a film festival. It was called the First Glance Film Festival, and they played a movie that Casey and I got to take part in.
Super exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. So let's just dive right into it. We're not going to waste any time with this episode. We're going to like dive in head first and just get to all the good stuff. We're trimming like any bullshit out because we have a lot of talking points.
We have so many things to talk about. So we are moving through it.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
So do you, I guess, kind of want to like maybe talk about how we were even given this opportunity? A few people asked and I told a couple people, but I figured we'll like really dive into it in this episode.
Sure. So let's take you back, way back. It's 2019. It's mm-hmm. April. It's Upland, California. And Yaz and I get together and we watch probably like 8 hours of short horror shorts. Yes. And the ones we are the biggest fans of, and then found out it was like an anthology series, was Witching Season Films. They sent us a screener of They Live Inside Us, which it was the full length of one of the shorts originally. And then our relationship just kind of grew from there. Just a lot of love for everyone in Witching Season Films. And so they reached out to us and said, hey, I think probably because they wanted Yaz and I partially to shut the fuck up, because every episode was like, if you want to put us in your fucking movies, we'll be in it, we'll do anything. And so they were like, hey, we have the perfect thing for you, why don't you be our dispatchers?
Mm-hmm.
So Yaz and I have a few lines, and
yeah. So I think 8 lines maybe, like total
about that, yeah,
that they gave us. We can't go into detail about like what they are or anything, but I guess we can just talk about like the recording process for us, mm-hmm. which thankfully it was very easy, like because Casey is our saving grace. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without you. Like, let's no. be real.
That is not true.
No, it is.
It's just, I mean, honestly, I just have used Audacity before. That's the only difference between Yaz and I is I know how to use a program, and if she got the program, she would also know how to use it. It's, you know, so I just had it on my computer already.
The reality is you know how to use that, and I can barely turn on the microphone that I used to record with.
That is probably one of my favorite questions, and I will be honest, this is not to put Yaz's fucking shit out on Front Street or Main Street or whatever the fuck the saying is, but every time we record, how do I need the microphone to face me? Is it the button that has the light on it, or is it the knobs? And I'm always like, light facing you, baby, light facing you.
And I'm like, does it need to be blinking? Does it not? I can't get my shit together. You would think literally after years of us recording that I would be able to get it together, and I can't. It's fine.
This I like
the worst
to think,
horror podcast.
First of all, while we may be inconsistent, we are very consistent in some things. You can always guess. I'm always going to tell Yaz she's so hot, and she's always going to ask me which way the microphone needs to face her. So we're very consistent. It's good. So yeah, it was honestly, I don't want to be like, it was a, I don't want to sound cheesy, but it was truly an honor to work with some of the coolest content creators and just people in general in the horror community that I've ever met in my entire life. Like, and then just a quick side note, there is a witching, I know, we should be the presidents of their fan club. Speaking of their fan club, for $5 a month on their Patreon, you can join Witching Season Films fan club, and there's like little background stuff and behind the scenes, and it's So cool. I just watched their second episode yesterday. Loved it. I love everything they do. So.
I need to get on that, by the way. I haven't watched episode number two. But yeah, so I want to give like an extra special shout out to James and Michael from Witching Season.
Yeah.
Because this literally would not have been possible for us without them. James directed the movie and Michael filmed it. And they are just both so incredibly talented. And we just really like could not have been more thankful for the opportunity. And I attended the film festival. I mentioned that already, right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyways, so there was a film festival last weekend where the movie was going to be screened, and I actually had the opportunity because we don't live close to each other. We don't
No.
live near our friends in Witching Season films. So they were going to make the trip out to LA, and I was like, okay, Casey was busy. She was like slammed with work that weekend. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make the appearance on behalf of our podcast. And I just got a chance to meet them, and they couldn't have been nicer. And yeah, we're just like really grateful for the opportunity. And hearing our voices on the big screen, I sent Casey like a little mini clip of like her line, and we just fangirled like I kind of at ourselves, I guess, because it was just so wild to see something that like I mean like this is like a dream for us. Like, let's be real. And maybe not so much fangirl at us. That's, I guess that sounds kind of
First of all, no, fuck that, okay?
pretentious.
It's exciting. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Like, horror has been like my number one genre and your number one genre since we've been kids, and we're voices in a horror movie.
It's insane. Like, it's
Like, it's
insane.
crazy. That
We're
is
on
so
IMDb.
amazing.
It's like
We're
IMDb
on IMDb,
official.
bitches.
I know, it's like it doesn't get more official than that. So I mean, I'm adding it to my resume. If you think I'm not adding it to my resume, y'all are
So,
crazy.
something that's super embarrassing to admit, my dad was like, "You should see what it would be to join like the Screen Actors Guild for a year. Just join it for a year, you know, and then you could say you're part of it." Do you know? I don't remember the exact cost. It costs upwards of $5,000 a year to be a part of the guild at the lowest rung. $5,000. Who has the money laying around? Maybe if I got more jobs. I'm just putting it out there if anyone wants to, you know.
Yeah, sure. If you guys want to
I'll do
donate to
voice work.
the what?
They don't even need to donate. I will do voice work. Just I will put it aside to be able to be part of the guild. I wonder how
Now,
much, yeah, to
I would
re-up it would
too.
be.
Honestly, if you just want us to do voice, because now we are like official voice actors. No, I'm just kidding. Just hit us up.
Technically,
If anybody wants to put us in a movie, please hit us up.
oh, I would love it. I can do a babushka voice. I don't know what you'll do with it, but I can. Maybe you could make me like a little troll.
That'd be cool. Troll 3, Casey's Revenge. I don't know.
I just am so scared of the comments. Please don't be mean about my appearance.
Oh my God. Okay. So, one thing we're consistent at too is getting off track.
Yeah, sorry.
Getting back to what we were saying. Yeah, it was just such a cool experience. I posted like a photo with James and Michael from the film festival, and it was just awesome. Like, honestly, we say this all, I feel like we do say this all the time, and we specifically do episodes like where we shout out, like independent film creators, and honestly, support your local, not even local, just independent film creators and just content creators, because I mean, I it just to me, like, just because so many, like, I don't know, like the big blockbuster movies, that's what's getting like shoved down our throats, let's be real. And it's just unfortunate that we don't see as much like original, as many original ideas, I guess. And it's just cool to show love and like appreciation to people who are just
Absolutely.
doing something that's different. And I can't say anything about the movie, but I will say I feel like it's something fresh, and it's I enjoyed it. My boyfriend went with me to go watch it, and he enjoyed it. And he was like, you know, there's just something unique to it, and it kind of brings like a new vibe, I guess, to the horror genre. So I'm just thrilled for everybody to watch it. I am so excited for when it comes out. So I think definitely sometime this year. I don't want to give anything away, and I don't want to say anything further than that. But definitely keep an eye out. We'll keep you guys updated, you know, on updates, and you'll hear from us when the movie comes out. Trust me.
Oh, we're
You
never
will
going to
hear
shut the fuck up
about
about it. So
it.
it's already in our bio.
Yeah,
So, you know,
it's official.
that should be just like an inkling of what the rest of our entire life is going to be. So, yeah. All right. Let's go ahead. Oh, Witching Season Films cast crew, we love you guys and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank you.
so let's go ahead and move into the next of a thousand things that you have listed for us to talk
Okay.
about.
Yeah, I feel like we need to just talk about probably one of the bigger things that's going on right now in horror, and that is Neve Campbell coming back to the Scream franchise. I have my opinions on it. Scream is very near and dear to Casey's heart, the original movie especially. Let's get your thoughts first, because I just want to know. We haven't even talked about it, right? I don't think you and I have like even texted or like chatted about it.
No, and this one is hard to get into. I think because it felt like, what number are we on now? Seven. This will be the seventh one. So it kind of feels like five set up, you know, for the next generation to love Scream. Six had no Neve Campbell in it because she got fucked over. They did not feel like she was important enough to give like a decent salary. And now that they've lost their two leading younger stars, it's like, okay, well, it almost feels like we'll just bring her back. And it's like, I don't know. There's part of me that just irks the fuck out of me that it's like, really? Okay.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth because I feel like it was just so abrupt. And I just like, how are you going to make that work? You know what I mean? Like, so Melissa Barrera's character is out, Jenna Ortega is out. They were the two main characters in the last movie.
Well, what are they gonna do? Are because here's the thing is like,
Did they move away? Are they just like, oh yeah, they
did they die off screen? Is there like, I just don't understand how they're gonna do this unless they shift completely. And then are their friends still in it? Like, it makes sense that Gale Weathers is in it. It makes sense that they have Neve Campbell, but then it doesn't make sense that anyone else from five and six is in it. So what does that mean? Are they still after Sydney? Are they going to do like a Scream 4 where it's like, well, because that's always the thing that they really stick to. They're like, other than six, four and five was like, I want to be famous. And then six was like, you killed my kid. And then that was kind of it, you know?
I don't know. I feel like I just don't know what they're going like what I'm this is like my guess, and I could be way off. I feel like they're going to do kind of one of those situations like I don't even know their character names. Do you know what they are? Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega. I have no clue. I feel like they're going to pull one of those like, oh, they, you know, like basically like what Sydney did in like this reboot of movies, you know, like she moved away, she wants to get away from all the like chaos or whatever. I feel like it's going to be that situation. I could be wrong, but I just don't know how else you're going to like get rid of these characters. And I don't think that there's no way that they're going to pull like, you know, no, there's no way. I was because I, you know, who I think brought it up was Spook House, that maybe they would do like a Halloween situation where they like are like, hey, just completely forget about the last two movies and we're going to like take it back to Scream one or two, like, and then go from there, which I don't think they would do that, but that would be interesting if they.
If they do that, there will be hell to pay.
And they're gonna
Okay.
roll.
I think that is one of the. How do I
I
word this?
highly doubt that would happen, but can you imagine? Like,
I just.
Their backs are up against the wall. Like, they really, like, what are they going to do to where it makes sense and it doesn't feel like, okay, like, I'm just picturing it feeling like as if they literally got an eraser and, like, erased, like, what was supposed to happen.
That's what they did. They
wrote in some bullshit.
You build the lore around these two sisters. One of them is Billy Loomis's daughter. What was the point of bringing him back? What was the fucking point?
There was no point. So that's why I feel like it's just, the story would have to be really fucking strong for it to make any goddamn sense. And I just know it's not going to. It's not, like, I mean, even, I know that, let me see. I know that they are going to bring back, like, one of the original creators and writers. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Kevin Williamson.
Yeah, he's, like, the original writer for the original Scream, I'm pretty sure. Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, cool, but, like, how are you going to salvage this? It's, like, it's a fucking mess. It's honestly, like, comparable to me now as the David Gordon Green situation with The Exorcist. Like, that whole thing, they need to just pull the fucking plug. I hope they are, because David Gordon Green pulled out of that because it turned into a dumpster fire. And I feel like bringing Neve Campbell back isn't, it's just, it's like, it's fucked. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see how they're going to come back from this. Honestly, at this point, I feel like, cut it off. We don't need to put out a movie right now. There's no rush. Mm-hmm. Let's let shit, like, you know what I mean? Let shit simmer.
Why are we rushing through franchises? Why does there need to be a year in between the films? Or, like, 2 years? Like, you know, there was something, I don't know, special about it taking a little bit of fucking time. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, okay, well, we have a little bit of traction. Let's keep going up and let's hope it works. And it's like, okay, but what happens when you completely murder your franchise? Mm-hmm. Like, and then that's what they're fucking doing. Yeah. And this is probably, I'm not going to say controversial because none of this shit's controversial that I'm saying. Part of me feels like Neve Campbell coming back has a slight hand in that franchise being dead, like, permanently.
What makes you say that?
I just feel like they're grasping at straws, so I do not feel like we're getting a strong film.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
They're like, well, people are upset that those two are gone, so let's bring back someone that they were upset we didn't bring back for six. Mm-hmm. So they're just, in my opinion, they're taking the easy way out instead of putting a fucking, you know, like I said, hitting the brakes and being like, let's think about this, but let's put this on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I feel like, you know, I don't even know, like, because you know that they paid her. They paid Neve Campbell, I'm sure, what she was probably previously demanding and then some, just for the sake of, like, hey, we need help and we're in deep shit right now. Which is cool, you know, like, I don't think that it's, I think that she is deserving, and I'm not going to sit here and say that she does not embody that franchise, because she is essentially the face of it. Like, I'm not mad about her coming back. I just have, like, I don't know, something about it's just not sitting entirely well with me. And I just really hope that the movie is not going to be just a complete pile of shit. Like, I'm hopeful, but
because that's how I feel about 5. I feel like 5 is the absolute worst Scream film. And then I feel like 6, in my opinion, I know a lot of people hated 6. I loved 6.
I did too.
I would put 6 in my top 3. 1, 2, 6, 3, 4, 5.
I feel like the original 3 for sure, or like not the original, the first 3. Those are all solid for me. So I might just put, wait, what is it? 5? Is that what we said?
Yeah, 5 is right? The worst. Yeah. But 6 is.
Yeah, oh, I think 5 is the worst. I think 6, yeah, I would maybe put that right after. I think it was good. Like, I enjoyed it. I really did. But man, those first 3 were just so special. I feel like there's just no.
They're really good. I want to make it clear. I love 3. It's just, I thought 6 was so anxiety inducing, especially mm-hmm. in the beginning when they're going through, like, the bodega and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, this is, like, it makes you want to scream. Like, mm-hmm. it made me feel like I was coming out of my skin.
Yeah, and so, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's so dramatic. I just feel a little heartbroken for, like, I don't know. I almost feel heartbroken for the characters they created, because what a wasted, it's a waste. You wasted these characters. They were not interesting in 5, and you made them so interesting and so lovable in 6, and now you're like, okay, we're closing the chapter on that, so let's move on. You know, it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It could be a good thing, honestly, for their careers, you know, just stepping away from it at this point. So we'll see what happens, I guess, with, I mean, Jenna Ortega, like, she has nothing to worry about. And then something else I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jenna Ortega, did you want to move on from the Scream thing? Did you have any other
thoughts? No, I don't have anything else, because honestly, like, I feel like you go in circles. It's the same thing that I, like, echo chamber every episode. When you do continuations or remakes, please just care. That's all I'm asking. Care about your audience. Care about the characters. That's all I'm fucking asking.
Well said. I agree. All right. Well, anyway, speaking of Jenna Ortega, the Beetlejuice trailer just dropped. Did you watch that?
I did watch that.
What are your thoughts? I have opinions, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm the worst at names. Catherine
O'Hara.
O'Hara. My God, she is still just so attractive.
Oh, I love her.
I forgot how hot she was in the original Beetlejuice. And now I'm like, girl, you look so good. Oh, and on that same note, Winona Ryder.
Oh, she looks amazing.
I mean, both of these women, Jesus, like, so hot.
No, I agree. They look, I mean, I will say everybody looks great. Like, the way, I mean, I feel like they really matched it up to the original movie almost to a T. Just like the cinematography, the lighting, everything looks really good. My only thing is, right off the bat, my first initial thought was Jenna Ortega's character. And I don't know if her appearance is going to change throughout the movie. I'm assuming it will. I'm a little bummed that her character didn't look as striking as Lydia did in Beetlejuice. I think I was expecting, I don't know. What do you think?
The Spook House podcast brought this up too. And I think that they made a really good point that because Lydia is already like that goth character, that her daughter is probably the opposite, because Lydia was the opposite of her mom. So I wonder if we are getting someone that's like, I mean, who knows? You know, does she want to like fit in more? Is she trying to just like, is she just like an everyday teenager? Or I don't know how old they're making her. How old is this girl at this point? She's in her 20s and they're still making her like 15. So,
I mean, she can pass for like a 17, 18 year old. So, I mean, she's very youthful in the face still. So, I mean, if that's like the route that they're going to go, like, she can totally pass for that. But yeah, no, that's a good point, actually. I don't know. I think that was just my initial thought. I don't have an issue with it. I'm just curious to see how that's going to like play out later in the movie. The juice is loose, baby.
I don't really like that. I hate to, I don't want to be like, oh my God, it's just so offensive. But it feels a little out of touch considering they use that after allegedly OJ basically decapitated his ex-wife and a completely innocent person. Like, I don't know. It just felt like, really? And also, what kid is going to get that fucking reference?
We're
barely old enough to know about OJ, and even I know that, you know?
Yeah, I don't even like the line in general, regardless of, like, the context or, like, what you can, like, relate it to. I just don't like it. But I love Michael Keaton, and I think he's going to kill it regardless. That's, like, where I'm putting most of my faith in Michael Keaton. I feel like, I mean, it has to, like, all pretty much come from him. Like, Beetlejuice is such a, like, huge personality and such a prominent character. Not even just, like, just in film. So I feel like it's going to really come down to his performance. I feel like the supporting actors are great. Like you said, Catherine O'Hara, she's amazing. Everybody, like Willem Dafoe, I believe, is going to be in the cast. Monica Bellucci is going to be in it. Jenna Ortega, obviously. I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Winona Ryder. So it's stacked, you know? It's, but I just, yeah, I think the story's going to have to be good. I think that I don't, that's kind of where I'm scared. I don't want the story to feel like it was just, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't like not, I don't know. I don't know what word I'm looking for, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the story to feel like it was just pulled out of like thin air, I guess. Like, okay, yeah, like I guess we'll just write in Jenna Ortega's character and give her, you know, not a, I want her to have like a well-developed backstory and like
Yeah,
we're just
you
the
want it to be
family.
fleshed
And
out.
like,
You
yeah,
don't want it to be
exactly.
like phoned in.
Right. Yeah. Just with everybody. Like, I want to know what's been happening, you know, since, you know, the last movie. And I just don't want it to feel rushed and I don't want it to feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
Yeah, I'm
you
so
put it
sorry.
best.
My cat just bit my foot, so sorry if that got picked up. Because she's down here nuzzling me, and then she's fucking bit the shit out of me for no reason.
it Belle or Calvin?
It's fucking Calvin. It's always
Oh,
fucking
Cal.
Calvin. But I completely agree with you because, again, it's the same thing like we just spoke about Scream. I feel like they're only bringing Neve Campbell back because they're like, it'll be easy.
Yeah,
So.
and I that's the word I guess. I just don't want it to like be like, you know, they have this all-star cast and they have Michael Keaton back. I don't want it to be like, yeah, we can just coast through this and like no big deal. We can just throw something together and that, you know, no thought put into it or no love or care. I will be crushed if it's like, but I honestly, I feel like Tim Burton like found his stride again with Wednesday. So, and obviously like him and Jenna Ortega had to have, you know, really like worked well together to create what they created and it, you know, turned out so good. So
That's why
I'm
I'm always
faithful.
like the people I hear, unfortunately, I mean, not from the community, but I feel like you hear in passing in like the news that Jenna Ortega is like a little bit difficult, but I'm like, yeah, but she's like always seems to be fighting for the character when no one else is. Like, it's like, okay, you're mad because someone finally is fighting back and is like expecting like a collaborative like experience on set. Like, because if she hadn't, Wednesday would have a love interest. And that just, I mean, you look back at the movies like from the early 90s, and even her love interest there is like kind of not really. It's almost like unrequited, you know, on his end. So it's like, how does that fucking make sense to you, you know? So I'm excited. I think it should be good. The great thing is, even if it's terrible, I don't think it affects the legacy of the original.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I'm excited. I'm hesitant, but I'm excited. But I really am putting like all my faith in Michael Keaton. I think he's gonna deliver. I think all of his movies are fantastic. He's a great actor, so I think it'll be good. I'm
Yeah, I
excited.
agree.
Yeah, so that I think is coming out later this year, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so there's, yeah, we got to get into this because this year is just stacked with movies coming out. And I kind of want to touch on this like briefly. We are probably going to do a more in-depth review and episode on Late Night with the Devil, which we caught last night. And we're not going to dive into it, but holy hell, like what a breath of fresh air into the horror genre. I like the more I let it simmer, and I know we talked about this last night, you were like, I have to like think about it a little bit more. I loved it. And I honestly want to go catch it again in theaters before it goes away because
I
I
have a
thoroughly
friend
enjoyed
who
it.
wants to see it, so I would watch it again. Maybe we could do like the three of us or whoever wants to go. But no, I agree. The more, and I'm not going to dive any more into it than this. I needed to sit and think because I think I was expecting something slightly different. But John and I talked about it in like great length in the car, and I was like, never mind. I fucking love it. It's like I love, God, I can't say anything without fucking ruining it. So we'll wait till we do the review, but it's worth the watch. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, so like for you, how you were saying, You didn't know what to expect entirely? Is that what you said?
I thought it was going to be something a little different.
Oh, okay. It honestly ended up being exactly what I thought it was going to be. And I was not disappointed. I was not underwhelmed. I loved it. I genuinely can't wait to watch it again. So as of right now, it's probably my favorite horror movie of 2024. We haven't gotten that far yet, but...
I was about to be like, girlfriend, it is 3 months in and everything else has been garbage.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about Night Swim. We're not going to talk about that. Unless you want to. I just...
We don't have to because I will never shut the fuck up. So
yeah,
I do want to talk,
guys.
I do want to say something about that, though. Again, sorry to bring up Spookhouse podcast again. Phil said something that I was like, "Holy shit!" I don't know why it felt like a revelation to me, but me, you know how I'm always like, even though these movies suck, you should go out and see it because we want horror.
Yeah,
he was like, "Look, it's like the saying, like, vote with your dollars." He's like, you need to do the same thing with movies, because if you keep going to watch these shitty movies, Blumhouse is going to continue to cash in and only provide shit because they, I mean, he said it way more eloquently than I'm currently saying it, but basically like stop supporting these movies that are garbage.
Right.
Because then like they're going to continue just to like lower and lower and lower it. And I was like, you know what? That's a great point. So don't support movies that you don't think you're going to like.
Yeah, no, I agree. I will say, though, Night Swim was straight up intrigue. I was like, yeah, like maybe it has potential. Wasn't for
hot
me.
Parents.
If you liked it. Yeah, Hot Parents. Russell Crowe's, not Russell Crowe. why am I getting my names mixed up? Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's
son was the dad in the movie, which, yeah, wasn't the thing. But keep trying. Partner, I have faith in you. You'll get a good movie one day.
Okay, first of all, I'm pretty sure Kurt Russell's son is in Under the Banner of God on Hulu. Oh, uh-huh. And that show is fucking amazing.
Oh, it's a show.
It's a series based on a book. Mm-hmm. He is amazing. He's a fantastic actor. But it was just, like, I know we're not going to talk about it. I'm going to say one thing. When your dad dies, you should be upset.
Wait, they just weren't. Oh, in the movie. I thought you were talking about Kurt Russell. I was like, what?
You were like, this is how I'm finding out because we're talking about Night Swim?
Excuse me?
Kurt Russell is alive and well. So
yeah,
I think. No, I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, for sure, though. Yeah, the movie itself, no shade to his acting, by the way. I think he was perfectly fine.
I thought that they all did well. The actors were great. The kids were amazing. Like, That every actor that you see on screen did a wonderful job. But what the hell are they supposed to do with shit material? It was just like,
no clue.
Like, what the fuck, man?
It was bad. But anyways, yeah, we'll move along. Because there's a lot of exciting stuff coming out in theaters this year. And so last night when we were at the movies, we saw the trailer for probably my next, like, really anticipated movie.
Me too.
And I can't think of what it's called, but I have it
in a violent nature.
Yes, that one. I didn't want to butcher the title. It looks fantastic just from the trailer. I am so intrigued. Like, I genuinely, like, the Late Night with the Devil trailer, like, really had me intrigued too. Mm-hmm. This one, it looks scary. It looks creepy as fuck. It looks like it doesn't give a fuck. Like, honestly, that's the best way I can describe it. Like, the movie is just going to, I'm hopeful that it is, that it's just going to be one of those movies where they don't hold back. It looks like it's going to be from the killer's kind of perspective, maybe.
I wonder about that, but I'm happy that we're finally getting a slasher, like a genuine slasher. Like, it definitely has, like, the feeling. I don't want to compare it to this because the original Friday the 13th I found to be a little... just a little difficult to watch. The older you get, the longer between its creation and now, it's like, it's pretty slow. Still a beautiful film, but nonetheless, you know, or regardless, whatever. He even looks like Jason from the back, which I saw that. I was like, oh, what if it is like something fun like that?
Yeah. I feel like people are already kind of being quick to say like, oh, it's just going to be a Friday the 13th ripoff, whatever. But honestly, I'm like, I can see that, obviously. It totally has the same vibe.
But why does it have to be a ripoff? Why can't it be like an homage?
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. And I, you know, of course, like we can all make that comparison and it's like a clear comparison. But I feel like it, I'm just getting a different vibe from it and I'm excited about it. Like that, I mean, we've seen it in the trailer that's already like been released where the body like floats up from the water and then like the title of the movie comes on screen. I mean, that shot. I think
it's going to be so atmospheric. That is so clear. Yes. And it's like a Shudder, right? Is producing it?
I'm not sure, to
they're,
be honest.
They're involved in some way. But honestly, like something with that is, I got to say, Shudder has really been doing some incredible stuff. They also did, I'm pretty sure they did Deadstream, which... one of my all-time favorite horror movies.
I still need to watch that.
Some people hate it. Some people love it. I'm in the camp of, like, loving it. I think it's fun. I think it's, like, it's just interesting. It's, like, a full-on POV without being, like, found footage. And I fucking love that. They incorporated, like, modern and, like, in, like, the best way. So, sorry. I know that kind of got off. But I was just thinking, like, and with Shudder being involved in Late Night with the Devil, like, I think they're going to be the ones to watch because, like, you know, Shudder has done great, I think, from the beginning. But I think it's like a pretty hard climb, right? Against the big guys like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, things like that. And they're making movies in a very smart way, I think.
I agree wholeheartedly. I fully agree. I think that, like you said, yeah, so like it's a slow climb, but they're like, they're getting there and they're making like good moves, I feel. It's just like pushing the horror genre, I feel, in the direction where it needs to go. Like, let's see more of this, like, you know, I don't want to say Late Night with the Devil was entirely original because I feel like we've seen like similar things, but I mean, just in general, it felt fresh and, like, new.
Do you have an example? Because I'm trying to think of something that would be similar in that vein.
It's not entirely similar, but just in terms of, like, it being, like, a news broadcast. Like, the WNUF
Halloween special.
You know? Different, like, I feel like those would be a good double feature, to be honest.
For sure. Yeah, that would be really fun.
It's, like, geared towards Halloween, but anyways, we'll dive into that later when we do a full-blown episode, but yeah, definitely go check that out if you get the chance to. It was great. And did we see any other like notable trailers? That was probably the one in a violent nature that I was like most excited about.
We did see Tarot. We saw Abigail, which we're talking about Melissa, what's her full name, Melissa from Scream. Barrera. Okay, she's in Abigail. So, obviously... And,
what's his face, too, right? That just passed. That was him in it, right?
Oh, yeah. Angus Cloud.
Ugh, R.I.P.
I gotta be honest. He reminds me so much of Mike. Every time I look at him, I'm like, that's Mike.
I have to tell him to laugh.
There's something about him that I'm just like, that's 100% Mike. But
I think it's, like, the demeanor, like, the...
Like, yeah. Well, and then it's funny because you talk to Mike and you're like, that is the most unhinged thing any human has ever said into the ether. Like, wild. But Abigail looks good, really quick. Tarot. Yeah.
The monsters. Why?
Why, though, do they give the whole movie away?
I know.
Like, they're hey, just so you know, Tarot, you flip the card and then whatever the card is, it's what kills you. It's like,
and then they were like, here's every single monster. We're going to show every it to you in the trailer.
Monster. Yeah. Oh, my God. And they show, and you know that they showed us the most, like, well-shot, well-put-together, like, parts. So that means the rest of the movie is going to be garbage.
Yeah.
I'm just, that frustrates me. What a waste.
Yeah, I can't say, like, Abigail looks cool. I might check that out. I'm not entirely intrigued about it, not going to lie.
I mean, it depends. Movies, yeah, I'm the same. Go ahead, sorry.
They're not my thing. It looks fun, like it's gonna be funny probably, but we'll see.
I mean, another trailer that gave everything away.
That movie, Abigail?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because
which is
they, I
unfortunate.
well, and two, it's like, at what point do we start hiding things, you know? Like, I don't want to go so far back, but like, obviously, paranormal activity is very, like, upfront. Like, it's called paranormal activity. You knew it was ghosts. But like, when they were giving you trailers, it was like, this movie is so horrifying. People are throwing up in the theater. And then they showed you three shots, and it was like the chandelier swaying, her getting ripped out of the room, and that was like it. And you're like, I'm terrified. You know, it's like, leave something to the freaking imagination here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, speaking of previews though, I think I like nudged you like while it was happening was the new Hunter Schafer movie. I think it's called Cuckoo or something. I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but
I don't know. I thought it was Cuckoo Clock, but I heard it's
Cuckoo Clock.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. But you know,
Cuckoo.
like, I don't know how to pronounce. Is it Cuckoo or Cuckoo?
I have no idea. I'm
I
just like
hate saying the word cuck. I hate saying the
that's
word cuck.
just how it's like written, so that's how I'm pronouncing it. But that preview, or like I guess you could call it a preview, like teaser, it's literally just Hunter's character like flipping open like a switchblade, is that what that is?
Something, yeah.
And you saw like this quick face that's like creepy, and that's it. I'm like, hell yeah, that's what I want to see. Like, give me that tiny little taste.
Yes.
And that's it. I'm intrigued. I'm ready to go. I want to watch
It's, you're building up the like
it.
anticipation. If you give me, because I know what Abigail and Tara are supposed to be. They're just supposed to get your ass in the seat. That's it. Like, and they probably don't even care that you watch it. Because they'll be like, oh, a streaming service will pick this up and then we can do our number, you know? But it's like, oh my God, why do we keep wasting the box office on films that aren't going to be good? Because
I know.
tarot's not going to be. It just won't. I truly
Calling it
believe that.
now.
What's crazy though is I will admit, I thought Smile was going to be a bad movie. I loved Smile.
I still have yet to see that. I feel
You
like
should
I've
watch it.
like
It's good.
seen it though because I've seen so many clips, but I'll still check it out. I do also need to go see because I'm hearing good things about it is Sydney Sweeney's new movie, Immaculate.
Yep, I saw the same.
And it's being compared to Rosemary's Baby, so I'm like, okay, I'm for sure intrigued. I think she's a great actress too. So I definitely want to check that out. Something else that I wanted to talk about that I know is near and dear to both of us is I'm gonna just jump ahead a little bit because I do want to really talk about this, is the Strangers reboot. We got the trailer for that. I think I like saw the first couple seconds of it. And I stopped because I was like, do I want to see the full trailer? And I think I might want to watch it.
Okay, let me figure this out, everybody.
Please bear with us. I'll just rant for a minute while you're getting that cued. I saw the first few seconds of the trailer and I feel like it's very reminiscent of the first movie. Almost feels like a straight up copycat, which I don't love. And I feel like recreating that tone and the mood of the first movie, if that's what they're trying to do, I don't think that can be replicated again. But we shall see. I could not have hated that more.
God, are you serious?
Yes. Oh,
What
I'm like
the fuck,
offended.
girlfriend? Why are you offended by that?
Because you were here.
Oh.
Oh, hey
That's
guys, let's
mean.
fucking regurgitate the same iconic line and we'll just change it to another four-letter word that starts with H. Fuck right off.
I'm excited for it. How is that possible?
It looks like garbage to me, dude.
I mean, so we know what the last scene is, right? He like pulls the gun on the doll face and it's actually going to be the girl or friend or the wife, and he pulls a trigger and kills her or something like that.
Probably. Yeah. Not into it. Not into it.
That is pretty fucking lackluster. I am honestly kind of shocked that that's your opinion.
It looks like an action movie. I'm like, what's going on?
Strangers Prey at Night. That's full action.
You think? I feel like that, maybe it was the trailer. I feel like it was just too like, boom, 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 like too much happening. Like, even Prey at Night, I feel the kills were much slowed down. Like, they weren't like.
This is just a trailer.
I know, but even just like.
Probably going to be 2 hours knowing people nowadays. I just mean
like the kills and like what's happening, like him popping through the window and like. That doesn't feel like The Strangers to me. Like,
okay, but this is supposed to be a prequel.
True. So, okay.
But so people, not to go back to true crime, but usually when people start killing, it's like kind of like crazy and they're like a little like.
It's messy, I know.
It's messy. And that's what I'm thinking this is, that it shows like, because there's 3 movies and I don't know if everyone's going to, of them is going to be a prequel to this, to the original Strangers, but it potentially shows like they started messy and they got more sinister, more clean, more put together, you know?
Okay, but see, here's my thing with that then. If it's going to be, which I could be wrong, if anybody knows, please feel free to correct me. If it's a prequel, at the end of the original Strangers, when they're driving away and one of the characters is like, it'll be easier next time, that to me insinuates like that was the first time. And they're like, next time will be easier. So it's like, what's this prequel shit if they've been doing this?
I mean, I wonder if we're going to find out that whoever the one there, because it's the doll face, right? That she's talking to the blonde girl or whatever, the opposite maybe. Been a while since I've seen the original Strangers, but whoever the person they're saying that to, I mean, maybe we find out in the prequels that the original person died. They find another person, take them under their wing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know how I feel people print out, like, announcing so many movies at once.
Not into it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to watch because I love The Strangers.
Wild. But not what I thought you were going to say. Wild.
Maybe I need to watch the trailer again. Dude, I think I have a, like, if I'm into something right off the bat, I can tell. And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I'm all in. Late Night with the Devil, the trailer, I was like, hell yeah. In well, a Violent Nature.
I do get hell it yeah. because it's, this is what I'm talking about, though. Why even retouch, like, such popular franchises? I don't think that they should have made Strangers Prey at Night because I don't feel like it was on brand with the original. Like, it was, like, the kills were super gruesome, and it was, like, even in The Strangers, it wasn't, like, it was gruesome, but it was, like, felt more tragic than anything else. Like, to, you know, her fucking husband gets, or fiancé, boyfriend, whatever, gets, like, killed in front of her, and, you know, I don't know.
In the first movie you're talking
about. Yeah, in the first movie.
Yeah, no, which I agree, and I just don't want it to start, even in Prey at Night, I will say, I don't know, like, if it, maybe just that family dynamic just felt very near and dear to me because I just come from a brother, like, a family that I have a brother and my parents, and, you know, like, we can dive into Prey at Night. You know, those deaths are even, like, tragic. Like, the son watches his dad, like, die, essentially, and, you know, the daughter watches the mom die. Like, I think
that was rough, yeah.
Yeah, like, while it was different, and, it, you know, I know people have their issues with it, like, it still kept that very tragic and, like, super fucking creepy vibe. Like, when the dude kills the dad, like, that kill for me is, like, so impactful just because it's, there's no bells and whistles. It's literally just, like, a clean stab, and it's slow, and you see the blood, and I love that kind of stuff, and I just don't want, like, this reboot to lose that, and it just starts getting flashy, and look what we can do, like, let's overcomplicate shit, and it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. Strangers is very bare bones, like,
it doesn't need to be. I agree. The original is beautiful. It is literally, like, I don't think I've ever watched a movie that I would say is as haunting as The Strangers. Like, it puts like hot lead in your stomach is how I feel. Even like, because I don't watch it all the time because I don't want to get burnt out on it. And then you're like, okay, I could see that coming. But it's like every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, like I'm just dreading it, you know? And it's just, and the end. And then, you know, you tie in Glenn Howard's character who's like just there to get him and he gets fucking killed. Like, it's like, oh my God. Like, every step of the way, it's just so fucking tragic. Like, even from her being like, hey, I'm not gonna marry you. Like, it just
Depressing.
spirals. And then she puts the wedding ring on or the engagement ring, and that's depressing, you know? It's like, oh.
Yeah. I don't see it in the trailer, but I'm gonna watch it and I'll decide how I feel about it after I watch these new movies. I mean, it's exciting, I guess, you know, to see like the characters, like the masked characters on screen again, but I
Why
don't
do I
know.
just don't I almost feel like there should be certain movies that just go untouched. The Strangers is one where I'm like, I don't think Pray at Night needed to be made.
Yeah, I'll agree
That's a
with
hill I'll
you.
die on.
No, I agree. I'm like I teeter on that because I do enjoy Pray at Night, but I will fully agree that The Strangers, if it had been just left alone, it would be so much more like iconic in my opinion. You know, I hate to like sound like a fucking 16-year-old. It's
Well, you don't
iconic.
sound like you're 16 because Iconic was popular like 3 years ago. So, still very
Wasn't that
much
like
millennial.
a All right, cool, whatever. I'm on brand then.
I mean, fucking Kim Kardashian calls herself Iconic. So, I think we're at the
God.
point where we're, I don't know what she is, Gen X.
I don't know.
It doesn't fucking matter. I wish I didn't bring her up.
Oh, yeah, but anyways, I don't know. We'll see. After that trailer, I'm not entirely excited, but we'll see.
I think it has
Something.
potential. I like that they're bringing it back to a cabin at the very least.
Yeah, that's cool. The shower scene, like with him, like breathing and like staring at her, that was kind of cool. Creepy. I'll give it that. Whatever. That was cool. Something else I wanted to talk about. We can kind of just like cruise through these, I guess. Or unless you have opinions. Was the Crow trailer, because that was also huge when that broke. People have their opinions on it, and I posted just on like my stories, and I was like, I'm excited about it. And people were like, how could you be excited for that? Like, it looks stupid and blah, blah, blah. He looks like a SoundCloud rapper. He looks like Jared Leto's Joker. And I'm like, I mean, like, I totally get where everybody's coming from. I don't, and I've said this to people, I'm like, I don't love his look. I will say that. But I know that people have been like comparing it to like the way the Crow character looks in the comics, and I mean, who am I to say? Like, I'm not a comic nerd when it comes to that movie. I love the original movie. I've seen the sequels. I could give a shit less about them. And I'm just not like mad about it. I don't know. The
I'm not
movie itself,
either.
the trailer looked good, so I'm like, I'm not gonna like dismiss it entirely. Just based on how he looks. And I understand that that's a huge gripe with people, and I agree. I don't think he looks great, but.
Oh, okay, so you want everything to be copy paste? Like, what's the point of making a new one then?
Because you know, if they had just stuck tried and true to the original look, like Brandon Lee's look, that it would still be a problem. People would be like, oh, they can't come up with, you know, like
Well,
something fresh and new, and that's.
it's got it.
You can't
Fucking film
win.
nerds, it's always fucking something. Like, and that's coming from me who's fucking telling you stop touching these. I think the Crow trailer looks fine. Again, I think the original Crow, an amazing movie. I've never watched the sequels, but it's also not a hill I'm willing to die on. You know, I'm like, okay. And by the way, you go, oh, well, he looks like a SoundCloud rapper. Okay, guess what is modern? That. So, do you want him to look like modern and it's going to be for kids now? Or do you want it to feel like just a complete and utter, just absolute, like A to Z copy and paste of the original? Like, you have to decide because this movie isn't for us. It's not fucking for us. It is for Gen Z. That it's who it's for, you know? I'm not going to hate, like, my only gripe with his appearance is that his nipple is an eye on one of his tattoos. That's the only thing I do not like. And I'm sorry. He looks hot. He looks fucking hot. Like, you're going to be like, oh, well, he looks like, oh, I'm sorry. He says he's going to kiss you on the mouth and you're going to say no?
Hell no. Hell no. I, and that's
another thing. Be fucking for real.
That's another thing, dude. You know me. I love Bill Skarsgård. So maybe I'm biased, you know? I saw the abs and I was like, this is going to be good.
He's never looked hotter to me.
I know.
I don't know if there's just something about him looking like a scumbag. He looks hot. And I don't care if people think he looks dumb or lame. I'm sorry. He looks great. And if this is a reimagining of The Crow, guess what this fucking character design is? A reimagining.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And aside from his looks, because, I mean, let's be real. Like you said, he's hot. Aside from that, Bill Skarsgård is a good actor.
He's an amazing actor. Are you kidding?
So I feel like that too. Like, same thing with Beetlejuice and Michael Keaton. I am genuinely, like, I genuinely feel Bill Skarsgård is going to kill it. I feel like he's going to bring his own, like, a just completely new, like, breathe new life into that character. And I'm excited. I think I genuinely believe that he's going to kill it. I feel like he is not somebody who will take a role and, you know, just go out there and say, yeah, I'm just going to do my best. And
I mean, he commits.
Exactly.
He commits to every part. I mean, look, if people are going to be upset, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tim Curry. He was the best Pennywise, in my opinion. I thought he was so good in it that I'm like, I'm not worried about him taking over another iconic role because he killed it at an already iconic role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand the old guard when it comes to new stuff. It's like, do you want everything to stay the same? If you do, we're not getting movies like in a Violent Nature. We're not getting movies like Late Night with the Devil. We're not getting movies like Deadstream. Like, I know I'm just naming Shudder movies at this point, but like, we're getting nothing cool and new if you're constantly gatekeeping. Mm-hmm. Decide, are you good with remakes? If so, let people fucking live.
Yeah. I, like, you know how I feel about reboots and remakes. I'm not particularly a fan, but I feel like I'm just selective. Like I said, I feel like Bill is not somebody who's going to take this lightly. I think he understands, like, the relevance of the movie and the importance, and especially, like, you know, I teeter back and forth with, like, bringing, even involving Brandon Lee in the conversation.
Because I don't know why we are.
Yeah, this is an entirely different movie. People have portrayed the Crow character, you know, outside of Brandon's portrayal of it. And there was a TV series there, you know, like, it's not like this is the first time that we're seeing somebody else, you know, take on that role. So I feel like people getting so upset about it and saying, you know, like, oh, it's going to tarnish Brandon's legacy. Like, those fucking, one of the sequels was all right. I'm like, that shit tarnished, you know, any sort of legacy. Like, but I don't even feel like you can compare the two. Brandon was on a fucking, like, an entirely different level of his own and brought an entirely different vibe to that character. Yep. So let's just leave it alone. You know, I don't think that it's tarnishing anything. We know Brandon was a fucking, like, he's a legend, you know? Like,
he's a legend.
Yeah, like that, you know. Anyway,
I don't know. It almost feels weird to constantly bring him into the conversation because, I don't know, it just, he's not here to say what he agrees with and disagrees with. Mm-hmm. And there's something so weird to me by being like, well, this affects him. And it's like,
stop. It really doesn't.
Stop bringing him up, okay? Like, he is an actor. Do you think that, like, I don't know. I'm also not going to be like, I think he wouldn't care about this because I don't know. I didn't know him personally, but I don't know. It just feels like you're bringing someone down by bringing someone else up posthumously.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I don't know. It just feels dirty. It feels a little It makes me feel like a little gross.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's where I kind of stand on it. And I am a huge Brandon Lee fan. Like I fucking owned like his not even The Crow, like outside of The Crow. I'm a fan of his action movies. I think he's great, but I just don't think that comparison's fair. And I genuinely feel like the trailer looked cool. There was like a part I think where he fucking like throws two heads, like severed heads, into an audience of people. I'm like, this shit's gonna be fucking wild.
It's gonna be
And I know
metal.
people, yeah, people are comparing it to like John Wick, and I fucking love the John Wick movies. I'm not mad about it. So, if we just get a good movie, I genuinely like reboot or not, I'm not gonna be mad about it. If the movie kicks ass, then I'm here for it. And I'm here for his abs, so I
And
will
I
be
will
there.
say, I do understand the irony, and it's not lost on me that I'm like, stop remaking fucking Scream and Halloween. And then I'm like, the old guard should stop doing it. Like, I get it, okay? I just think, like, you really, I don't know. I just, this one feels different to me. Like, I feel like they weren't like, hey guys, nudge, nudge, remember The Crow? Like, that's what they did to Scream. And that's what they did to Halloween. I feel like what they're doing with this one is different, I will be honest. And if that makes me a hypocrite, unfortunately, then I'm a hypocrite.
And there's nods definitely, to the original, like the Brandon Lee movie, but it's different. And I like that. I'm into it. I'm like,
Well,
this looks
can't it still
fresh.
pay homage while being fresh? Like, can't it be like even if this one was like a love letter to the original, I would still be like, I don't know. I still think that there's something special about it. And maybe it's just, again, I just get a different feel. I don't feel like it's a cash grab.
I mean,
Do you think it's a cash grab?
yeah, I do, but I feel like they cast the right person who's going to take it serious and is going to do the character justice. That's what I think. And I'm just glad about that. I feel like there are other actors, like, 'cause Jason Momoa, right? Like, we confirmed that could have been a thing.
What was that, like 4 years ago or something like that? Maybe longer, that they're like, I had heard it forever ago. Jason Momoa was supposed to originally be the actor for fucking The Crow. And I was trying to see it because Brandon Lee, I felt like obviously he's very, very strong, but he was also more like, it was more like fit rather than buff, you know?
Yeah, Brandon Lee was very like slender and lean.
Lean is the perfect word for that.
Different vibe for sure. And I was like, that there's nothing wrong with Jason Momoa, but I feel like I don't see him embodying that role. And I just feel like I'm gonna just like say this because I feel that Bill Skarsgård is not somebody who necessarily is consistently in the spotlight. He likes, he'll promote movies and things, but I feel like he's a dude that like lays pretty low for the most part. And I feel like that kind of lends itself to the character that he's gonna play. Like you know what I mean? I feel like it's cool. Like there's still that little bit of mystery about him just as a person in general. And I feel like it's easier for me watching a movie to separate the actor from like the character. So I feel like going into it for me, it's going to be like, okay, like there's still this air of mystery about Bill Skarsgård as a person. And, I just think it like lends itself to the movie and to that character. I think it's going to be good. Whereas Jason Momoa is like kind of more of this like outgoing personality. And I don't know. I just feel like it would
Much
have
like
been.
the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, everything I know about him and Lisa Bonet's fucking relationship has been against my will. I
Like it's
don't
just.
like, here's the thing is, first of all, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you want to like bring other people in your relationship, but I'm like, why is this what I know about you? Why is it never like, oh yeah, here's this great thing about these people. It's always like, oh, he was seen with so and so and very open. I'm like, I don't care. I do not care. Please stop making this like, and then I don't know how to get out of the loop on Instagram because then it's your whole thing. And I'm like, I don't know how I got here in the first place, and now it's everything. I'm just like, please no. But
Does that make sense? Like what
100%,
I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
I just feel like the casting was spot on, and
I do.
I
I
think the
think
movie's gonna be
his
fine.
and the his the woman who plays his love interest. I'm going to have to learn her name. Oh my God. Ethereal. She is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Like, is she like a singer or something?
Oh, it was. Is it TKA Twigs?
Something. I don't know. But I feel like you've mentioned her to me. And I was like, I have no idea who that is.
Because she is
Anything about her. She's beautiful.
Robert Pattinson's ex-girlfriend. And people would like shame her because she's black. FKA Twigs. Yeah, they were very racist towards her, unfortunately. So, yep.
But anyways, we will. God,
she's
along.
Beautiful. She is she looks like a goddess, like to me. Like, I'm like, fuck, like you were literally carved out of marble. She has such interesting features and so soft. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not to be, I feel like I sound like a fucking freak, but I'm like looking at her. I'm like, my God, she just, there's something so special about her, but.
Yeah,
I mean, and I then Bill Skarsgård has like the weirdest. He is weird hot for sure. Oh, hot, yeah. Weird, yeah. Hot though.
Yeah,
and he was in John Wick Chapter 4. Come on, people, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know much about her, but I mean, I'm still intrigued. I think like visually and aesthetically, I feel like she fits the vibe for the movie for sure.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the movies that are, like, the bigger movies that are coming out later this year, which we have Terrifier 3. I believe, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that the It Follows 2, that sequel's coming out this year.
This year? Wow, okay.
I think. I could be wrong. It might be next year, but I want to say it is this year. And we have Maxine.
Maxine, huge, I'm excited for.
Yeah, huge movies that are coming out this year. Is that, you feel like Maxine is the one that you're probably... the most excited for?
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of the Terrifier franchise, and I have watched It Follows upwards of 15 times, and I don't like it.
I can't believe you've given it that many tries. Because I gave it like 1.5, and I was like, "This is,
I
want to
get
not
it."
Me,
I feel like an asshole being like, "These movies suck," and it's like, "No, they don't. Maybe you're just a fucking idiot." And I'm not talking about you, because you have lots of great takes on horror. Me, I'm just like, I want to get it. I really do. I think it's interesting to look at. I find no depth in it. I've watched it so many times, and even then, I feel bad. It doesn't stick in my mind at all. Like, again, I'm like, man, it's beautiful to look at, and I just don't find it interesting.
Yeah. I watched it with my cousin. I remember the first time, and when it ended, we just, like, looked over at each other, and we were like, well, that was a movie. Like, we didn't really have any, like, thoughts on it. We were like, okay, like, and that's just, like, that was just the vibe that it, you know, gave me. I wasn't, like, thrilled. I wasn't, like, there was nothing about it that I was like, yeah, this is, like, memorable and totally deserves a sequel. Like, I'll give it a rewatch. I will, just to be fair.
But what is the sequel going to be? Exactly the same as the first? Which I know, again, the irony of saying that when my favorite movie is Scream. And they do the same thing in every movie. But I don't know. I'm torn.
I'm excited to see a part two of that because maybe I'll like the sequel. I don't think that it's a bad movie. It just did nothing for me. Like the, you know, I know the score gets a lot of credit because it's amazing.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
But that's about it for me.
Yeah. It'll be...
I'm curious, so I am going to watch it. And I don't feel like it's one of those, like, I don't necessarily think that that's, like, entirely, like, hey, let's just, you know, like a cash grab situation. I feel like
I don't either.
Time has passed in between that it's like, you know what, they probably have, you know, the creators have probably, like, really sat on this idea and thought, like, okay, how are we going to do this and what direction is it going to go? So I feel like it's going to be well thought out. And if it's not, I'm going to be mad because they had so much time to figure something out. So I think for that sake, like, I'm excited to watch it. I want to love it. So we'll see what happens.
I agree with that. I will say I really don't feel like It Follows 2 as a cash grab whatsoever.
Yeah.
I want to
make money, but
of course not, you do. Yeah. And I hope that these creators do make money. But at the same time, I feel like it legitimately comes from the person loving what they created in in the first one. I feel like you have a cult following for that, which would make me think you should absolutely create It Follows 2 potentially. And it's a very original idea. Man, it's so hard because the opinion is definitely movie to movie, because I don't think that I feel the same way about Strangers as what I'm saying about It Follows, that it was very like one of a kind. And then I'm like, and it has a cult following, but I don't feel like Strangers should have had a sequel. But I feel like It Follows could potentially do a sequel. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Again, the movie's just not for me. So.
Yeah. I think it's very well deserving of a sequel. And I'm just curious to see how that plays out. I'm going to watch it for sure.
It would be really cool to do a prequel. I would love to learn the lore of like the creature.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe if they did that, then maybe I would love It Follows, because I think the monster is interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the concept is really cool. And that opening scene where the girl's leg is like bent backwards and she's all like bent up. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. The only scene that I really, like, I fucking bursted out in laughter was the fucking hair pulling. I was like.
Oh, see. I know it would have killed me, but when people like hair pulling, it sounds like a rage fucking through my body.
No, I agree, but just that scene, I laughed because it just looks so silly. I literally like audibly started cracking up. I thought it was so fucking funny. I was like, why?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
But anyways, we don't have to stay on that too long. Maxine.
Okay.
There was a little bit of drama there, but I feel like that's blown over. No one's really talking about it. I wonder if they just like settled and just.
I hope it's not real. I hope it's not true. I hope that it's a misunderstanding. I want to believe that it's, you know, a false accusation, but my fear is that by putting that out there, it kind of discredits like if something really did happen. Because I know everyone loves Mia Goth and I completely get it. I love her too. But yeah, I'm just afraid by being like so in her corner that maybe something did happen and then you're not in the victim's corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get that. I feel like we don't know enough about what happened. True. So it's kind of hard to speak on it. You know, it's really all hearsay. I don't want to believe it. I don't know. I think the way everything played out from what I read, if that's true or not, I feel like it genuinely could have just been an accident and maybe things like were just misconstrued or taken the wrong way and things were said to like hurt somebody's feelings. And, like you said, not to discredit, you know, either side. I don't know if it's going to hinder the movie at all when it comes out. I genuinely don't think it's going to.
I don't either.
I feel like people are going to flock to the movies regardless. Unless 100%. Something comes out where it's like, yeah, Mia Goth was like talking shit to this guy. But
not going to stop people. People are going to make a joke about it and they're going to be like, I wish she would kick me in the head and fucking spit on me. You know, it always fucking happens. Mm-hmm. Not always happens. That's very dramatic and a very wide statement to just like use as a blanket statement. But, you know,
I know what you mean.
It'll be something silly because she's cute and small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, yeah, but she, if she did this, allegedly, I'm not saying she did. Again, I wasn't there. I don't know. But if it does come out that, that was factually what happened, I think people are going to sweep it under the rug so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, well, she doesn't have any other case of it, so let's just hope it doesn't happen again. And I do hope if she did do it, there are some ramifications for that behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I fully agree. To get away from that, the movie itself, I'm very excited for.
Me too.
I think that it's going to just be like the epic conclusion that we're all looking forward to. I think Ty West is amazing. I think that he is... I think and I hope that he's going to continue to bring us like these just super well, like in my opinion, I think that these movies and concepts are just so like they're all a part of one story, but they're so different from each other.
They are. It's like he's
That's good. Like incredible, dude. Like, when's the last time we saw that and where it was done well? Like, you can have your opinions on X and Pearl. If you don't like those movies, then
sure,
we can't help you because we like them. We really enjoy them. And everybody's entitled to their opinions, but holy hell, dude, I just feel like I feel like years down the road, we're going to really appreciate what Ty West did with this character, these characters and these movies, because I mean, I can't, we've like ranted about Pearl and X in a previous episodes. I have nothing but good things to say about them. I think Mia Goth, is incredible. I think, you know, I caught her in Infinity Pool too, the Cronenberg movie that came out. Yeah. I think it was last year. And she was phenomenal. Like, I know, I think that one kind of got swept under the rug a little bit.
It did. Because I only saw it on Hulu. I didn't see anything for it.
Yeah, it didn't get talked about too much either. But she was incredible in that. Like, you know, and I'm so excited. I feel like Maxine's going to be like I said, that epic conclusion that we're like hoping that it's going to be. And Ty West has had time to like really, I feel, flesh it out. And I guess I'm sure he already had, you know, like everything kind of, you know, if not in his mind, it was already like pre-written.
Yeah.
Like what he was going to do for the character at this point. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be so good.
I completely agree. I think that he's done such a phenomenal job of like creating these fun to watch complex characters.
I think he's incredible. I think he's extremely creative. I think he's talented. So honestly, whatever he decides to dive into, I'm down. It would be rad if it's horror. If it's not, not mad about it.
Yeah.
I am excited. We really don't have anything to go off of with that. Like, we still only have that little teaser that played at the end of Pearl, which is honestly fine with me. I don't even think I want to watch trailers. I want to go into that one blind, I think.
I agree.
And just soak it all in. And just, there's not even really anything more to say about it because we don't have anything to go off of, but I'm pumped for
that. I mean, that kind of makes me more excited for it. Yeah. I don't want to, there's so many like reviews we watch where I'm like, I know the whole movie. I know exactly what's going to happen. And I just don't, you know, it's like that meme where it's like, God, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like horror movie or like, let me guess, the next horror movie is going to be, you have to Google how to fight this demon or this entity. And it's like, oh, it's kind of true. Like it just, that's what tarot is going to be. It's going to be like, I shared my deck with somebody and now I don't know how to, you know, and it's like, okay.
Okay.
Like at least with Talk to Me, it was like very creative and interesting. Which I know you didn't watch, did you?
No, I haven't gotten to it yet. I will. I know. Last year, I lagged. I'm not going to lie. I lagged on a lot of the horror movies that came out last year.
I don't care if you watch that. You have to watch Train to Busan.
I know.
It's so good and so sad.
Maybe I'll watch it today, honestly, because I have shit going on later. But I subtitles. Have a couple hours. That's fine. Okay. I can do it. Anywho, so yeah, we're excited about that. I think I want to say I'm probably the same. Like Maxine and Terrifier 3, I think in terms of the actual movie, I'm more excited about Maxine. I think I'm just more so intrigued about Terrifier 3 and how that's going to play out in the movie. I love the Christmas concept. I think that it's going to take place like on Christmas or around that time of year, which could be cool. I mean, we have, you know, a good amount of Christmas slashers and movies. So, I mean, that's just one more movie to throw in that pile. I did see recently there was like a, I think it was like a leaked image. I don't know if you saw it where Art was like sitting like in the mall, I think, like where the mall Santas sit. And he has like somebody's like beard, like he's wearing like somebody's beard that he obviously cut off their face. Yeah. And I was like, cool, I'm into it. Like, I'm excited. I know that that's not your cup of tea, those movies.
I don't like the franchise in general.
I know. So. I, You know me. I love my gore. I love kills. I know the mean-spirited movies are not up your alley.
They aren't. And here's the thing is, like, some movies are mean-spirited, but I can, like, look past that. Mm-hmm. This, I just feel like Terrifier from, like, the first and second. It's just so mean. It just is so unrelentingly cruel that I'm like, I get it. It's not lost on me that that's the point. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, ugh. It's like, I don't find anything redeeming about it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's totally fair. Like, I completely understand. And I've heard a lot of people say that about the Terrifier movies. And I completely get that. But I mean, you know me, I'm just like, yeah, the more fucked up and gory I'm in. Like,
but at the same time, though, like, you do enjoy gore, so it would make sense that you like these movies. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, that's my opinion, but I also don't think people are wrong for enjoying the franchise, because in defense of Terrifier, it did bring, like, this crazy breath of fresh air to, like, the gore, the more gory part of horror, you know?
Yeah, like, for sure.
You have a, say, a sadistic, like, slashery, demony, paranormal style killer. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, for sure. Terrifier 2, the ending was a little bit questionable. I didn't love it. Less of that, hopefully, in part 3. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about, I guess. Like, the part where she, like, comes back to life, and it was just weird. But we'll see. I'm excited. Either way, a bunch of horror movies coming out this year. And
seriously,
I am just so pumped for them. I feel like there's more that we're not even talking about. I know Long Legs is coming out. That also features the main character from It Follows. I think her name is like Micah Monroe or something.
Yeah.
Probably butchering that. I'm excited for that. Nicolas Cage is going to be in it. We have... Oh, you saw Lisa Frankenstein, right?
I did.
What were your thoughts on that? I have, without spoiling it, because
I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you told me that you heard it was horrible. I didn't think it was going to be the best movie in the world. I feel like, I don't know. I just thought it was stupid and it was fun. Like,
lighthearted.
It wasn't going to win a fucking Oscar.
No,
like,
I know.
But you know, but it was like, I don't know. It was like cute.
But just like good. Like, easy, lighthearted, like, type of movie, you feel?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there are some parts where you're like, I hate this specific character, and not even the main character necessarily, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I would suggest it, though, not to a kid, but to an adult.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it would be a little much for a kid. Like, a teenager is, I think, okay. Maybe, like,
what's
late teens.
Do you know? Is it R?
No. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Let's see. PG-13. So, okay. If they think a 13-year-old can fucking watch it, I guess they can.
Right on. Yeah, what else is there? Let's see. There's a Witchboard remake coming out. Don't know how I feel about that. I think we talked about this. Speak No Evil. You never caught that one, though.
No.
I've talked about that one and how I had my opinions on it. Didn't like it. And there's already going to be a remake of that. I believe it's going to be an American remake.
That's right. Okay. I do remember this because this led us to the Martyrs conversation that not every fucking foreign-made horror film needs an American remake. Mm-hmm. Give it a few fucking years, people.
Yeah, this movie just came out like a year or two ago. If that, and we're already getting a remake. So
I can't believe I'm standing up for Martyrs, because that is like truly the depths of depravity, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But like, that movie is so beautiful. And the American remake, I was like, why don't you just spit in the face of the people who fucking made this movie?
I know.
Maybe they were involved, but I'm just like, there have been two American remakes that I thought were done at least okay. And that was the original Ring. The Ring, and The Grudge. I thought those two. Now the sequels start declining. We're not going to talk about Rings. I cannot talk about that. But The Ring and The Grudge were scary as fuck when they came out.
Hell yeah, dude. I was terrified when those movies came out. So scared. I saw those in theaters with my mom. I remembered we were like so fucking scared. They
Stephanie,
were so
my
creepy.
dude, I watched The Ring with Stephanie, and then it would be like, oh my God, so much trauma related to her because she loves horror movies, and so we'd watch them, and I was like way too young to watch them, and it would just be like she would crawl down the stairs or she'd turn on a strobe light and like run towards me, and I'm like,
She would.
bitch, she
She
would,
would.
she fucking would. That's like very much older sister vibes right there.
Hilarious. I love that. Oh, like the was it Leprechaun? When she like cut out pictures of Leprechaun?
That fucking bitch. Yeah. Or and then what was worse is she would put it like on a mirror so you'd walk in, or like you'd walk into a hallway and it would be like on the part you couldn't see until you turned, and then be like right in your face. And again, I wasn't like terrified of Leprechaun, but when you're not expecting that, you're like, oh my God.
You like really power through a lot of horror movies, so I'm proud of you for that.
I do. And
You do.
it does not help the sleeping situation. Can I tell you the thing that sticks in my head the most? I know people hated Malignant. I liked Malignant, and the creature freaks me the fuck out because it's like always in a corner, like on the ceiling, and I'm like, why?
No, that's,
Horrifying.
yeah, it's creepy. I'll give you that.
And
It's
the face
creepy.
is creepy. And I don't like that there's so much hair and it's wet. It
Yeah,
just is horrible.
that combination of things is no good. I don't like it. I don't like it either. It's not pleasant to look at.
I will say, sorry, I know this is such a sidetrack for like an older movie at this point, at least in like what we're talking about. But Malignant, I felt is like, I can't believe so many people hated it considering how insanely gory it was.
I didn't hate it. I just, it was one of those movies that maybe I need to watch it again. It just didn't do anything for me. I was like, all right, like, cool. I'm over it. Moving
You're
on.
also pretty good though at like not being very scared by things.
No, and I just like, I, you know me, I like, I, we meet in the middle on things. I really gravitate towards like, just fucked up movies. Like,
I know. Sometimes you tell me movies you watch and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, and even if something's gory, like if it's not like I do gravitate towards like the more mean-spirited and just like fucked up movies that like there's no like they're a lot less polished and you know what I mean? So maybe that's what it was about Malignant. You know, I feel like it's
Yeah.
just it wasn't entirely up my alley, but it wasn't bad. I feel like I like shit on it and I like to shit on it because Doug and Phil from Spook House like to fucking go back and forth on it. So I feel like it's just kind of become a joke at this point.
Well, I mean, that's
But
fair. I will say I do think Martyrs was probably like the beginning of the end for me being able to handle gore. I don't know what happened because around that time I started hearing so much about a Serbian film, which is a movie I will never watch,
Neither.
ever, 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 ever. Someone like during Tumblr days would like post like screenshots and GIFs from it, and I'm like, I cannot. Like, oh my God. And then the ending, I did see like a video of that for some reason. It just came up on my feed. And I, at like thinking about it makes me sick to my stomach.
I that's another movie that I feel like I've seen it just because I've seen so many like stills and like what they can show, I guess, like on the internet before it gets taken down, like clips from that movie. And yeah, I mean, I do like mean-spirited movies, I will say, but that just
I
didn't
think that one
sit well
takes
with
it like
me.
to another. There's something about involving kids and babies. If you, for some reason, have never heard the level that they were willing to go to for this movie,
No, and I don't really want to hear about it, to be honest. It doesn't
yeah,
interest
I'm
me.
not going any further, but we gotta start. I don't know.
Yeah, I know we talked about this in our last episode. If you want to hear our opinions, about like the kid thing in horror, it's not my favorite. I don't love it. But I mean, we were also given some pretty rad horror movies, like The Exorcist, for example. But there was a lot of controversy with that too that I don't love. So I think that's
Yeah,
just we
because
could do a whole episode on that where we
oh,
just like really
truly.
dive into it because It's problematic. It can be very problematic. And sometimes it doesn't sit well with me. And I'm just like, ugh. And then especially now, ugh, I'm just off like watching the, what's that documentary called?
Quiet on Set.
Oh, God, dude. That is real horror. We can, if we want to dive into some real horrific shit. Oh, my gosh. That was like, it was really hard to watch. I was cringing at a lot of it. And yeah, just fuck, dude. Kids deserve so much better.
Yeah.
Better. Let's do better, guys.
Oh, yeah. I could just go on a crazy rant. I'm not going to because
I'll
never stop. So yeah, take care. Take care of the kids in your life because you should be a trusted adult is what I'll leave it as.
Right. And yeah, that's just a little subtle reminder. When you're an adult, you are an adult. You have to set the right example for children on these movie sets and TV shows and things. Like, just do better, you know?
Do better. I would say that these fucking hands are rated E for everybody, but they're only rated R for everybody over 18. And then it's questionable because I would never punch an 18-year-old. But if you hurt a child, that is a different fucking story. If we're the same height.
If we're the same height, we're fighting.
If we're the same height and you're above, you're 18 or older, maybe it is.
You're going to catch those medium mitts.
Oh, don't you call them your medium mitts? Yeah, my medium mitts. You want to get slapped in the face with these? Oh my God, is my fucking hands are all crooked? Ugh. Okay, maybe you don't. Maybe I have arthritis. I have to get that checked out.
Carpal tunnel. But I guess we can kind of leave it on that note. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? I feel like we delved into a lot of the stuff I wanted to talk about.
But you had a lot of great stuff that I think was awesome for us to talk about. I watched Popcorn in its entirety yesterday for the very first time. I really enjoyed it.
It's amazing.
I thought it was so interesting. The fact that he literally, first of all, what a fucking master artist, on the spot makes a fucking replica of people's faces and then wears it. Insane.
I know.
Insane. So creative.
Yeah.
Bring back those movies.
I know.
But don't remake Popcorn because the original Popcorn is like a flawless film.
Why do I feel like maybe I'm imagining things? I thought I read something about that. I hope not. That sounds familiar, though.
I don't know.
I don't
want to
speak it into existence because I don't want people to remake it, huh?
I want the clock.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most incredible. And I really wish that someone would make that, like, in present day. Not the movie, but, like, watch all these, like, really shitty films for, like, God, I'd be like, here's $100 all day or for a couple hours. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Popcorn's amazing. I love
it. It's so good. Yeah.
I'm glad you got to watch it. Jill Schoelen, she's amazing. One of my favorite, like, most underrated scream queens. I love her.
There's a couple more. Like, I've never really watched Ghoulies, so I'm going to get through that. I have, like, a bunch of VHS that appear that I'm like, I got them because you suggested them, and then I, like, never watched them.
We'll get to it.
But I got it. Yeah.
Get to watch it.
The Gate. I know that's one. Oh, she tells me constantly, you have to watch The Gate. And guess who hasn't watched The Gate? Me.
It's all good. It's fantastic. I hope you like it. I mean, it's dated a little bit. You'll know what I mean. But it's
great. What is the film with... Sorry, this is a little off topic, and I'll make it so fast. Is it Primal Fear that has Marky Mark and Renee Witherspoon?
Renee Zellweger or Renee...
Renee...
Renee Witherspoon.
Yeah. Wait, what is her name?
What's the movie called?
Is it Primal Fear?
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Is her name not?
No, I think you're mixing two names.
I really am getting old.
No, that has Edward Norton.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Wait, I think you're thinking of a different movie.
It's just called Fear.
Oh, Fear. Yeah. Yeah. Fear is with Mark Wahlberg.
Alyssa Milano and
Reese
all that.
Witherspoon.
Dude. Alyssa Milano's character, insane. The fact that she's like, to the little boy, oh, when you get older, and it's just like sex talk the whole time.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Ew, that's so gross.
That movie is wild.
It is wild. They decapitate the dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
It's
Oh, and then they're like talking about like sexual assault, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's a solid movie though. Like I recommended it to somebody recently because they were like, oh, I'm like on this kick of whatever you call this genre. You know, like it was what was the other movie? The Crush with Alicia Silverstone.
Oh yeah.
Like that kind of movies. And I was like, oh, watch Fear. If you want to watch something, you know, about a crazy stalker that's like in love with somebody.
I mean, Mark Wahlberg is a huge piece of shit, so he does really well in that character.
Yeah. I can't stand him really. Oh, kitty.
She looks so decrepit. Like,
she does it.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not a Mark Wahlberg fan. So, I mean, he just like comes across as like super skeezy in that movie. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, as he should, but there was a lot that I was like, ew, this is gross. So,
yeah, but you could get away with that shit in like the 90s. It was the 90s, right?
Pretty sure. Yeah, it was like 96.
Yeah.
Same year as Scream, so.
Checks out, I guess. I don't know.
I was watching The Exorcist and started thinking of you or whatever fucking Billy Loomis said.
So weird. I still don't understand that reference after all these years.
Can
someone explain it to us? Because I don't get it.
I'm sure that I'm
something.
Definitely gonna get fucking, like, I don't know. I could, because I love Scream is my one of my favorite movies of all time, not just horror. So I could see someone being like, you didn't know that? I'm be like, I'm sorry.
No, we never admit though to knowing everything. We're always
like, I know nothing.
Give us,
I was opinionated.
We're always like, if you have the knowledge, give it to us, because we don't ever pretend like we know everything. I fuck up names all the time. I, you know, like, it's just a big old mess. We're the worst.
We're just here podcast. For a good time, okay? We're not here for anything else.
We're just having fun, you know?
Yeah. Just think of us as silly little guys just trying to get through life, okay?
Exactly.
Feral, unhinged, upset, sad, anxious, happy, hungry.
Yeah. Hungry, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me right now. I'm definitely going to go grab some food after this. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I got. I feel like we covered a lot of topics.
We did. We are almost 2 hours in.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're going to have to cut this short. Not short. Cut it off. This is definitely not going
to
be a short
episode. We're going to have to cut this short. This is supposed to be 4 hours.
But yeah, I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed this format. I think we'll gradually get better at this. Or not. Probably not. Let's just lean towards that. Yeah. Who am I to say? Yeah, that's all I got today. What about you? Anything else that you want to touch on?
No.
All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you guys, as always, for letting us ramble about horror and nonsense. I'm Yaz.
I'm Casey. And this has been the Worst Horror Podcast. Goodbye. Bye.